Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Pippa White. She's from Lincoln. She's going to be visiting us here in Atlantic soon, and she's an actress, storyteller, and speaker. Good morning to you, Pippa.
Good morning, LaVon. Thank you for having me.
You bet. We are so looking forward to having you visit here. Your reputation is just getting pretty hot out here in Southwest Iowa, so we're really looking forward to your visit.
Well, thank you. That's very nice to hear.
You are going to be talking, or your presentation, your performance. It's sort of hard to describe, Pippa, and so I'll let you do that. But the title is Voices from the Resistance. So
that's right.
Tell us a bit about how you do this and about the information.
Well, the information, why I chose to do a program about resistance fighters was, a good many years ago, I'd say in the early 2000s, a group from Omaha called me and said, do you have anything about the Holocaust? And at the time I did not, so I had to say no. And it got me thinking that I wasn't completely comfortable doing certain aspects of that piece of history because I'm not Jewish, and I felt that certain Jewish storytellers sort of had more of a right to certain aspects of that tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
But I began to think, but how could I find a way in? And it just popped into my mind, well, there were plenty of resistance fighters. And there were all types of resistance fighters, Jews, Gentiles, everyone. And I've always been fascinated by brave people.
And
they were brave people.
Yes.
And that's how the idea came about.
Most we don't know their names, but wasn't Audrey Hepburn one of those folks?
Yes, and isn't that fascinating?
Yes.
I mean, I knew that she had suffered terribly during the war. I knew that she and her family had been starving, but it was only recently that I learned that she, at the age of 13, mm-hmm. and there were children who were in the resistance, and, you know, they would meet the same fate as any mm-hmm. adult if they got caught. So that was tremendously brave of little Audrey Hepburn.
Now, one of the things that fascinates me, and your only performance that I have seen is the one about the orphan trains, but I know, I'm pretty sure this is with all of your presentations, that it's not just a telling of history, it's a telling of people's lives, and you really investigate those people.
I do, and that kind of happened by accident. My first program was that program that you have seen, the story of the orphan train, and at first I was going to do sort of a historical fiction of my own, but when I began looking at stories of real orphan train riders, and there weren't that many, this was in the early 90s at that time, now there are plenty, but at that time there were only a few books, but the stories were so extraordinary, I thought, who needs historical fiction when the real thing is so dramatic and compelling? So I started finding these orphan train rider stories, and it just opened up to me this gold mine of personal stories in history. And many people, when they do programs from history, even if they dramatize them, choose people who are famous. You know, we do portrayals of Mark Twain,
mm-hmm.
and we do portrayals of Abraham Lincoln, and all of those are also very fascinating. But I found, I think, an interesting, a different perspective when it's an ordinary citizen who is also making a tremendous difference in some historical event.
For sure. And so it just is, as I think of this, you know, history, some people love history, but there are others that go, oh, that's the most boring kind of thing.
Oh, yes.
But you make it come alive, and we get involved with those people and learn about their lives.
So, well, thank you for saying that, because I think that we've kind of let history go, you know,
mm-hmm.
in this country. We don't have a good, strong sense of our history. Someone told me recently that some college students were asked when the Civil War was, and none of them knew, you know? So we don't hold to our history roots the way some other
mm-hmm.
countries do.
Mm-hmm.
But we have such a rich history that it doesn't take much digging to find some really remarkable stories.
And in the resistance, the voices from the resistance in, of course, World War II, you are portraying not just those in Germany, because that may be where most of us would think that happened, but there were many countries where there were resistance fighters.
Absolutely, a strong resistance presence, about 500,000, they think, all over Europe. However, that was still a very small percentage of the population. You hear 500,000 and you think, oh my, but when you think of a population of millions of people, it really was a very small percentage. But you're right, I have two resistance fighters from France, one from Germany, one from Hungary, and one from Norway. But there were resistance fighters everywhere, and there's no doubt, historically, it is a fact, they helped the Allies win the war.
Mm-hmm. You know, I got so excited about talking about this that I usually at the beginning, and forgot to do this, say, you're going to be in Atlantic on September 17th, that's a Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock, at the American Legion Memorial Building, or most folks here call it the Armory, which it was, at 201 Poplar Street, and we'll mention that again. And
okay.
There is no fee because we have a great supporter. So, again, if people have not been to that building, they will be surprised because there's been so much renovation going on. It was built in 1932 as a memorial to World War One veterans, but now it's sort of to honor all veterans and their families. So I know
well,
you.
Well, that's wonderful. It's a perfect place for this kind of a program, and I love historical buildings.
So you will enjoy this. Let's before we go back and talk a little more about the program. This program, let's talk a little bit more about your background. As I mentioned, you're from Lincoln, but that's not where all of your experience that led you to this started.
No, I was born in Seattle and raised in California. My father was the British consul in Seattle and then San Francisco, but my parents had a great love of the theater, and so I grew up with that influence, and I always wanted to be an actress, and I did work in the San Francisco Bay Area, both on stage and television, actually, for some time. And then in my late 20s, I followed my husband to Lincoln, Nebraska, where he had a job at the university, and I thought it was going to be short-term, but it turned out to be long-term. And when I realized that he wanted to stay, I thought, if I'm ever going to have a career again, I'm probably going to have to work alone. And so that's how I began to develop these programs. Nebraska has a very strong state arts council, as I know Iowa does too. And so I began on their touring program, touring around Nebraska, and then it just grew. And I began to go to neighboring states and even further. So it's been a very, very rich experience.
Rich in terms of meeting other people and where you've been. But again, you have, is it 18 programs that you do?
Something
is that right?
Like that, yeah.
And
right.
For,
I mean, some of them there's a little overlap.
Right.
On. So to get to 18, I have to sometimes steal from one program and
but,
build another.
But for each of those, you have done research. Again, not just getting somebody else's script and portraying it. You have done research on each of these. So, my goodness, you carry a history book around in your head.
Well, you know, I do have a lot of memorized material in my head. I often have to get some of it back. But, again, it's been an eye-opening experience for me, too. You know, it's been an educational experience for me. I've learned a great, great deal.
Well, one of the things that I think people will enjoy, what I enjoyed and I think people will enjoy, is seeing and hearing how you change characters. You don't have a whole lot of set and all that sort of thing, but it's you who makes those characters come alive. And you mentioned that your father's career, and I'm sure that influenced your abilities in terms of speaking and dialects and so on.
Well, you know, it did. My father was truly British, and he sounded like this all his life. My mother was Canadian, but her mother was British. And they did love the dialects, especially of the British Isles. So, you know, I grew up hearing them doing Irish from time to time, that kind of thing. And actually, my mother was a professor of speech and drama at San Francisco State University, and advanced speech was always dialects and accents. And that was for the stage. But, of course, that was very useful to me.
Of course. So we need to put on our calendars and plan to attend your performance of Voices from the Resistance on Sunday, September 17th, 2 o'clock at the American Legion Memorial Building, the Armory at 201 Poplar Street. And there is no fee, and there will be beverages and refreshments after, and so people might have a chance to visit with you a little bit.
That sounds lovely. I was looking forward to it even before your call, but now more than ever.
All right. Thank you so much, Pippa White, and we'll be seeing you soon.
Thank you, LaVon. Mm-hmm. I've enjoyed the talk.
Until next time, here's a thought from a critic of Pippa's. The performance is entertainment wrapped in history, intertwined with inspiration.